The Chida in Sefer Shem HaGdolim writes the following. He writes concerning Reb Moshe Kardaviro, again known as the Remak, writes the Chida, Ha'eshel HaGodl, large tree, Kosov V'Sefer HaGilgulim. He writes, it's written the Sefer HaGilgulim, Shehoya Ruchoy Shel Zechayo Ben Yehoyodo. Fascinating thing. The Shoyrish Nishom of the Ramak. It's written Sefer HaGilgulim that he was Ruchoy, the Nishom of Zechariah Ben Yehoyodo. And then he writes, it'll be Gilgulim Ksavyad. Roisi in Gilgulim Ksavyad I saw. Shumishoirish Eliezer Eved Avram. Very interesting. We hear here the different nitzuts of neshamas that encompass the Ramak. We have a view with Zechariah ben Yehoyada. We have you with Mishoirish Eliezer Eved Avram. And he says, V'hu Talmud Moron Beis Yosef B'Pshat. In Niglas HaTorah was the Talmud of the Beis Yosef. And then he writes, V'nigle Eilo V'leyo Anovi Zochel HaToy. He was Zochel to see Eilo Anovi. V'niz Bakish B'Yeshiva Shomalo, he writes, Nas Tovshin Heishin Lamed. V'amude Denure Ozle Kamei. V'hikir Boi Rabbeinu Hari. And Arizal saw, the Amude Denure saw the pillars of fire at the Levaya of the Ramak, as we mentioned before. If you take a look at the Shloah HaKodesh, the Shloah HaKodesh writes in Masechtas Pesachim, the section is called Perik Ner Mitzvah. Writes the Shloah HaKodesh and says, Shomanu, we have heard from Talmidei HaChocham HaElokei HaMekubal. We heard from Talmidim of the Mekubal, meaning the Ramak. The Matmerin Mizgalnyele, the great Mekubal, that hidden things are revealed to him. This is how the Shloah HaKodesh refers to the Ramak. Kavoid Rabbi Moshe Kardaviro, Kitzivam Rabam. The Rav Moshe Kardaviro wrote a tzvah, or commanded verbally, Sheyu muchonim imuzumonim etzle beis petirosoi, to make sure that his talmidim are there at the time of his petir. And he gave instructions how to deal with it. Ubetzeis haneshomim ahaguf, yoimru ono b'choyach gedulas imincho. This was the tefillah that the Ramak was mitzavis talmidim to say upon his petir. It's a little bit more difficult. Not just to say it, but to be mechavin all of the shemis that are connected with Ono B'choyach. You've seen these different posters of Ono B'choyach with all of the different oisis which are mentioned there, all the various shemis. Ubefrat, especially to be mechavin, he says, Kira Soton. Sheyikra Koyach HaSoton, because it's important at this particular time, when a neshama departs the kuf, to have the koyach, to destroy the koyach of the soton, shelo yitzaruhu veyevaasuhu beisoy tzoras haneshama, that the soton should not be mitzayer nor frightened b'shas yitzias neshama, and kol zman shelo yotzis adayin haneshama, and as long as it'll take, yachzeru chayzer chalila kenizker vekabonis hashemis, they should not stop davening. Let's continue the same seder of saying, as we say, the Ono B'choyach and the Kavanas HaShemes, until Yitzias Neshama. So brings down the Shloah HaKodesh from the Tzvah of the Ramak Beis Pitirosui. Give an idea of things that serve very well for Shemira, for the Neshama at the time when the Neshama departs. Interesting that Reb Elozer HaZakri, who of course was known as the Shamis in Tzfas, the Kodesh Elyon at the time, from the Chavrusa of the Beis Yosef, the Arizal, the Yalshech HaKodesh, and the Ramak, who wrote the Sefer Charedim, which is the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So write the Charedim. He says that Shnei Chachomim Mukubolim, by the way, he writes it in Perik Tes. He writes, Shnei Chachomim Mukubolim Gedoilim Medoreinu. He says there were two great Mukubolim in our generation that had influence that people don't talk in shul. Shnei Chachomim Gedoilim. Shnei Chachomim Mekubolim Gedoilim Posku Hadibur Bebeis HaKnesses Legamre Rak B'Divrei Torah V'Yiras Hashem. Who are these two Mekubolim? writes the Charedim, the Haim, Hachochem Hasholom Moreinu Rab Moshe Kordeviru, and then he says, Hachochem Hasholom Moreinu Yitzchok Ashkenazi. The Arizal, in other words, and Rab Moshe Kordeviru. They had this particular influence. So again here, that we see, of course, the great koich and influence in the Ashpoh of Rab Moshe Kordeviru. Just to mention, and by the way, this is something that we touched upon at the end or so of one of the shiurim. We have here in the Sefer Koil Boichim, where Rabbi Avrom Galanti, who was a Talmud of the Ramak. So Rabbi Avrom Galanti writes, he says, Margila Befume Demoiri. Writes Rabbi Avrom Galanti that it was very common, it was a very common remark, this is by my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Kordeviro. Shoyomer, he used to say, when a person is looking for proper tshuva, he's looking the proper way, what is the greatest zgula in the anhoge of a person to be zoiche for a kaporas avoinis, for mechilas avoinis, and so on. So writes Rabbi Avrom Galante, I heard many times from my Rebbe, which is the Ramak, he said, shebechola tshuva shebeyolam, of all the types of tshuva, all the different tshuvas you can do, writes Rabbi Avrom Galante, that he heard from his Rebbe, shebekulam, hama'ula shebekulam, the best of all the tshuvas, Lemarek hachatoyes vazdoines vapshoim, to be successful in wiping out all of the averis, mezids, shoigigs, his sevilas welboines, to tolerate bezoines. That's something that, of course, we saw in the Talmud of Torah. It talks about that so much, about the mid of savlonis. But here he points out, he says, this is the tshuva hameula shebekulam. More than any tshuva that would be successful to wipe out all of your avoines is to tolerate bezoines. Chirufim v'gidufim, and he writes, look at the Loshon, he writes, a person was able to tolerate and to be a savlim, he me'ule yoiser mikol malkiyas v'sigufi tanyas shebi'olam, then all the malkiyas that one would give, and all the tanesim that one would fast, this is the most, this is the biggest. So again, we see this is the, of course, this is the hanhogen, these are the things that we learn here in the Ramak in the Sefer Torah of the Vayre. So now we continue now with the Midah HaRaviyas, which is the fourth Midah of the Yud Gimel Midas. As we take a look. Which is L'Sheiris Nachlosoi. L'Sheiris Nachlosoi, which literally translated means for the remnant, which means the Shirayim of his heritage. Which Kipshutai means, let me just explain, L'Sheiris Nachlosoi, in the proper context of the Posik, means that Kodesh Baruch Hu again is the Noiseyovoin V'Evr Al Pesha, right? He's Moichel the Avoinis, and he wipes away the Averis, and it says the Loshon L'Sheiris Nachlosoi. What is the Poshet Pshat? To appreciate the insight that the Talmud Devar is giving us. The simple Pshat, according to the Radak and according to the Metzudis, the Radak says L'Sheiris Nachlosoi means, it's referring L'Oison Sheyisharu, he says, Bevoi HaGoyel. It's talking about those that will have the schus to be around when Mashiach comes. In other words, they will have the schus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Noise Ovin to them, Vo'ivar Al Pesha, the She'eris Nachlosoi, to the Shiraim, those that are left, survivors. Those that will be surviving means they'll be around at the time of Mashiach, will be Zoichet to all of these benefits. The She'eris Nachlosoi. The Lashon of the Metzudis is slightly different. He says, Lo'oison Shinisharu Mechevelei Mashiach. Those who survived all of the Tzoris that will happen, will take place before the oncoming Mashiach coming on, is Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Noiseyovin V'Evra Al Pesha. If we take a look in the Ramak now, the Talmud Dvar, we have completely different insight in the Midah of L'Sheiris Nachlosoi, because let's remember, the Mahalach of the Talmud Dvar is that all of these Midahs are Midahs that are linked to V'Halachta B'Drochov, that these are actual Hanhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means it behooves us to try to emulate as much as possible and to follow. So what is the Midah now, L'Sheiris Nachlosoi? It's not merely an object of something, it's actually an act. It's a pe'ula, it's a Hanhoga. It's a Hanhoga of sorts, which is called L'Sheiris Nachlosoi. It's not just describing people that will remain, but this is an active Hanhoga of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What does it mean? So says the Talmud of Torah, he says, Hina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam Misnai Gemal Mishroel Bederech Zu. The She'eris Nachlosoi actually is a Hanhoge of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself towards Klal Yisrael. Oimer, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the following, Moa etzeli Yisrael vehem kerovai. In other words, when Yidin chaz v'sholem, when Yidin archoite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so what am I supposed to do? They are my relatives. A person has a different feeling and treats his relatives different than he treats strangers. The Rabbi Shalom Kibiyachal says, when Yidin archoite, and when Yidin do not behave properly, says the Rabbi Shalom, what can I do? What do you expect me to do with him? What should I do with him? Moesel Yisrael vehem kerovai, she'er bosar li yemohem. I have actually a family relationship with him. She'er bosar. In other words, the Lashon Lisha'eris, a new taich, phenomenal taich. Lisha'eris does not mean shirayim, remnant. Lisha'eris means relationship. In other words, Yidin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, we are relatives, we are kreivim, and not push at the kreivim, because even when you deal with relationships, family relationships, the different levels of relationships, parents with children, brother and sister, fathers-in-law, and sons-in-law, and so on and so forth. So we take a look and we'll see. The description, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what can I do to the Yidin? What shall I do to them? After all, they are my kreivim, she'er bosali yemohem, she'heim bazug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are, kebiyochel, a spouse. It's a husband-wife relationship. Klal Yisrael is a bazug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, but the koyrelo biti achoisi imi kedeper shuzal, as we find in Shir HaShirim. We find all types of different descriptions of relationships that we find in Shir HaShirim, how Kadosh Baruch Hu describes his relationship with Klal Yisrael. Sometimes Klal Yisrael is referred as biti, as being the daughter of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Sometimes achoisi, sister of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then even more, imi. Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to us as being the mother, kibiyochel, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you know how this goes from lower to higher. These are not just repetition of different types of relationships. Biti, of course, is below the parent. If anything, the bas or the ben has a chiyuv kovet to the parent. The parent doesn't have a chiyuv kovet to the children. Not in this generation is different. But the way it's intended to be is fakeh, that the kovet goes from the children to the parents, not to the parents to the children. So biti, of course, is below the parent. Achoisi, so that's an equal, right? Same generation, brother, sister. Imi, of course, is above you. Your mother is above you. Kibiyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are biti, and then it's achoisi, and then becomes even more. Kadosh Baruch Hu elevates us, as it were, to be even, if you could say that, above him. We are in the bechina of imoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable way of using these kind of words. But this is what we find in Shir HaShirim, the description of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates the status of Bnei Yisrael to be considered, as it were, as if we are Imoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the parent. We are the parent. We are the mother. Kedepir Shuzal, as we find in Shir HaShirim. Uksev, and again, we find also in Tehillim. In Tehillim we say, Yisrael Am Kerovoi. We see that the Bnei Yisrael are Am Kerovoi, are a nation who are craving with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamish kurva yeshloi imohim. The term of the Torah is emphasizing, don't think that this is merely some sort of a moshul, don't think this is some sort of a, understand that this is actually, there is this family relationship. It is exactly as the Pasuk is saying, exactly as the Pasuk is depicting it. Again, as he says, mamish kurva yeshloi imohim, ubonovheim. And Klal Yisrael, again, we are bonim. So v'hainu, therefore, the Pasuk says, l'she'eris nachlosoi, when it says l'she'eris, it's loshen she'er bosar. What it means is, the loshen of she'er bosar means a family relationship. That is the kavon of the Pasuk. That is the kavon of the Pasuk, l'she'eris nachlosoi. Now you have to understand, he says further, v'soif soif heim nachlosoi. And soif soif, Klal Yisrael, is at least the nachlo, is the nachla of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the belongings, we are the heritage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the meaning of these words, v'soif soif heim nachlosoi? The meaning of this is as poshet. Because without the remark, without the term of Devaira, l'she'eris nachlosoi is poshet the meaning. L'she'eris means the shirayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nachla. Those that are left, l'she'eris nachlosoi. She'eris of the nachla. But now the word l'she'eris is a mile in its own right. L'she'eris means we are craving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does Naam Nachlosa mean? It's not She'eris Nachlosa, it's not Sharaim of a Nachla, but the word L'She'eris itself is something. L'She'eris is telling us something, that we are She'er Bosar. We are relations of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are family relationship to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's not a She'eris of a Nachla, but L'She'eris itself is something. That is the main Maila. The main Maila, we are She'eris. Now it means from the Loshin She'er Bosar. So how does it fit L'She'eris Nachlosoi? So it is as it were a comma. L'She'eris is number one. We are Bechin of She'er Bosar. And V'soiv soiv heim Nachlosoi. And he says, L'maisa, we are the heritage of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not She'eris of Nachlosoi, the Sharaim of the Nachla. Right? It's not the remnant of the heritage. L'She'eris is a concept in its own right. We are She'er Bosar of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And soiv soiv heim Nachlosoi. It's pointed out in a sefer called Seil Toimer. He says, the difference between the relationship of She'eris and being the Nachla of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he divides it into two parts. We are the She'eris, we are the She'er Boser of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we are the relatives of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means mitzad our neshomas. Mitzad our neshomas, our relationship to Hashem is not from the physical. It's from the neshomas. The neshomas are neshomas tahiris, and therefore our neshomas, which are neshomas tahiris, which are taken and have been removed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it from the Kitzah Kovoit, the Neshamas which are hidden, until they come down in this world from the Kitzah Kovoit. We are part and parcel, Kibiochel, certainly we can understand it the way we learned in the Tanya, in the previous Shurim, the Tanya says that the Neshama actually is Mamish HaChelik Elikai Memao. So of course we are related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matter of fact, we are part of Him. So of course we are related, there's a family relationship. In the same way that there is the ingredients of parents and children, children and parents and so on, the same ingredients. We are part of the ingredients, kebiyachol. We are shtik rebayni shaloylam. We are telem alekim. And as mentioned, this is the idea that we say l'she'eris, that's mitzad our neshama. But also nachlosoi, which means we are part of the heritage, means by following in the mitzvah. So therefore, we carry the mesayre, that means the nachlo. We also, nachlosoi, we represent the heritage of Hashem. We are the ones who carry out and our Mekayim and fulfill the mission that Hashem, the message that Hashem intends to be imparted in this world. In that sense, this is Nachlosoi. By being the Farsim, the Mitzias of Hashem, of Ardus Hashem. So we are the heritage. So these are the two aspects. L'She'eris is one thing, and Nachlosoi is another thing. Two milas. What we are and what we do. L'She'eris is what we are. We are She'eris. We are She'er Bosar. We enjoy a family relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are Kraven. We are relatives. The closest relatives one can imagine. From a spouse to a parent, a daughter, Choisi, a brother, everything. Now, Uma Oimer. So Kodesh Baruch Hu continues on and he says further. So Bazoi says, so what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, therefore, being that we are relatives, Ima anishem, he says, Hare hakeev olai. What do I stand to gain if I punish them? Phenomenal words. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, what do I stand to gain if I punish them? If I punish them, I'm hurting myself. So many times where a parent really feels it. He has no choice, has to discipline the child. But the parent really feels it. The tzar and the pain of the child, the parent feels it. Every stitch of pain that is inflicted on the child is as if is being given to the parent itself. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Im anishem, if I punish them, Hare hakev olai. He says, then the punishment and the pain is upon me. Kedav Sivi says, as the Pozik says, B'chol tzarosom loy tzar. That B'chol tzarosom, in all of their tzaris, loy tzar, Kodesh Baruch Hu has tzar as well. B'chol tzarosom, in any matzav of tzar, when yid are in tzar, when yid are in golus, when a yid is sick, when a yid has pain, when a yid has tzar, when a yid has problems, realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu feels that pain the same way. Bechol tzarosam, says the Novi Loitzar. Now, Ksiv Ba'alas, with the term Devar wants to really hear, he wants to sort of like warn us, he says, but if you open up the Tanakh, you'll see the way the word is written is not Loi with a Vov, it's written Loi with an Aleph. There's the Ksiv and there's the Kri. The Ksiv of the Pasuk is, you open up a Tanakh, it says, Bechol tzarosam Loitzar, it's Lamed Aleph. Bechol tzarosam Loitzar. Which it seemed to imply that in all the tzars of the Eden, loy tzar, Ehod Nishka tzar, does not have the tzar. In the Rashi itself, teaches the loy with an aleph in a different way. The Torah of Devarah going in his Mahalach wants to explain the aleph. Because the way it says, it's the opposite. Bechol tzarusam, loy tzar. then all of the pain that Yidden find themselves, it would seem, according to the Ksiv, Loi Tzar, he does not feel their pain. He does not have Tzar. He says, you don't know what an Aleph means. You don't know what an Aleph means. You know what an Aleph means? Al Pi Kabbalah, the word Aleph means, it says Ksiv Be'Aleph. It says Taka with an Aleph. It's written with an Aleph. But Loimar, but the intent here is Shitzarum Magia Lepele Ho'elyoin. Aleph, if you arrange the letter of Aleph, it's Pele. Pele means hidden. Pele means concealed. We only are able to have a hasogit, to fathom Hashem up to a point. It gets always a point higher and even higher and higher. But of course, our hasogis end. Pele really denotes even the highest form of concealment. Pele in Kabbalah actually means the mid of Keser. Keser is the highest point, the crown. That's the highest point of royalty. And of all of the midas, it starts with Keser, Chochma, Bina, and then starts Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. So Keser is the highest point. So Aleph represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Aleph represents the Rabbeinu Shloilam. But not only for that, Aleph is one. Aleph? Who is the Aleph? Who is the Echad, Yochad, the Miuchad? That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Aleph represents Hashem. Aleph is Alufay Shloilam, the leader of the world. Aleph, Alufay Shloilam. So therefore, Tain is the Toimah Devaire. Just the opposite. Bechol Tzarosom, Loi Tzar. Loi means Le Aleph. Lamed Aleph. Le Aleph. It reaches the Aleph. It reaches Hashem. Not Loi to mean no. But Bechol Tzarosom, Loi, Lamed Aleph. Le Aleph Tzar. The Tzar of the Yid reaches the Aleph. The Aleph is the ultimate. The Echad Yochid Miuchad is the Pele. Is the hidden one. The most hidden one. And as he goes further, he says, V'kol Shekem. And certainly, Lidu Partzufim, that is the level of the higher Midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works this world, the dual Midas, which is called the Du Partzufim, are the Midas of Teferis and Malchus. This is called Du Partzufim. These are two Midas, sort of like, which are combined together as a team. In the same way that Chazal say by Adam and Chava, that originally they were created Du Partzufim. They were created like the two faces, which has Adam's face on one side, Chava, and then they were separated. The same thing, the two midas, the midas of Teferis and Malchus. These are the midas which is called the midas of Du Partzufim. Because Baruch Hu utilizes these two midas in harmony. These two midas of Teferis and the midas of Malchus. And it's brought down in Sifrei Kabbalah that in fact, that Teferis really is koilel all of the six midas. Teferis is the blend. So therefore Teferis, you have, when you start with the Zion midas, the last one is Malchus. You start with Chesed, Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. If you stop by Yesod, right, one before the last, you have six. That really, in Kabbalah, Teferes is koilel all six. And then Malchus is the seventh. Teferes is really koilel because Teferes means a blend, as one paints a picture. And you have all the different variety of colors, you say Teferes. It's a beautiful picture. Why? Because Teferes is a blend, it's a mixture. And the fact that it has the rainbow, it has all of the different facets, and they come together to blend to make up one thing, it's called Tiferes. That's what you have. So all of the Midas combined, when you have all of the various Midas, the six Midas, all the six Midas are called Tiferes, and then you have Malchus. So if you talk about the Inyan Bechol Tzarosom Loi Tzar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, Loi with an Aleph, Bechol Tzarosom, and all of the pain, every Tzar of their Tzar, Loi Tzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that Tzar. And then the Talmud Devar says, even if you say Loi with an Aleph, Loi with an Aleph means Loi Le Aleph, means Aleph to the Alufa Shaloilam, to the Pele. So Le Aleph Tzor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so no matter which way you read it with an Aleph, you read it with a Vav, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely is Mishtatev in the Tzar of the Eden. As he points out, Shubahen Ikarahan Hoga. Ikarahan Hoga means HaKadosh Baruch Hu utilizes the Midas of Teferis of Malchus, Al Kuponim. The idea is that the Tzar of the Yid reaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, in every aspect, the Kerinen Bevov, he says, Loi Tzar, because it is read Loi Tzar, signifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the pain, and the same way when it's written Loi with an Aleph, it means the same thing as Loi with a Vov, except the Ksiv and the Kri is just the way they are spelled differently, and there's reasons, of course, the Ksiv and the Kri, but Lamaisa, regarding this issue, that pain of a Yid reaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu is evident in every which way, whether you follow the Ksiv, which is Loi with an Aleph, or you follow the Kri, which is Loi with a Vov. So therefore, He says, Uksiv. And take a look in Shoftim. In Shoftim, in fact, the Pasuk writes, it says, Vatikza nafshoi be'amal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Kibiyochel, that his neshama could not tolerate the pain and the tzar. Amal means the pain and the tzar of Yidden. Lehibidov and Beyankov, Lehiro Omol be Yisrael. So Rashi says, Omol means like the tzar and the pain. Lehiro Omol be Yisrael. Omol means tzar and pain. The Pasuk says in Shoftim, Vatikza nafshoi be'amal Yisrael. His neshama couldn't tolerate the misery of Klal Yisrael. Lefi, because Sheinei soivel tzar omukloinom, because the Baruch Hu cannot be soivel the tzar and the pain and the embarrassment. Mipnei shehem she'eris nachlosoi, because they are the she'eris of his heritage. So again, so what we see over here, that the tzar of a yid reaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, this is what the Talmud Dvar is trying to tell us, that being number one, that we are kreivim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are family relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'she'eris nachlosa is not dafke from Loshin Shirayim. L'she'eris is from the Loshin She'er Bosar. We are kreivim. We are relatives. And not stam relatives. We are the closest family relationship to Hashem, the Tshayech. We are espoused to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. We are considered to be bitoy shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. We are achoysoy shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And even beyond, we find that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, imi. We enjoy being, as it were, we are like the mother of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu even raises the relationship, he raises up higher our matziv in biyachas to this relationship. And therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the point? I'm going to be ma'anish them, I'm going to punish the Yidin, I'm going to feel the tsar. Every time I'm going to put Yidin into more golus, into more tsar, into more pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to feel it myself. This is the kavanah of the sheres nachlosoi. Continues now the Talmud Dvar. So what do we learn from this? Again, this is now the fourth midah, and now we have a chiyuv b'holachta b'drochov. We have to follow in Hashem's ways. So in the same way that we just described HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude towards us, so now, how does it reflect on us? Kach. This is now the term of the verse as follows. So he says, Kach ho'odom im chaveroi. This for now then, it's the chiyuv that a person should conduct himself in the same way. Because kol Yisrael hem she'er bosar elu meilu. Ali Yidin, every Jew is a relative, are considered to be related one with the other. Every Yid is related to the other Yid. Mipnei shaneshomo is kalulas yachad. Because all of the neshomas are united. Yesh bo zeh chelik zeh ubezeh chelik zeh. Can't push it. The Talmud Dvar says the neshama of each and every Yid are inextricably, he says, connected. And they're united. And not just they are side by side, but a chelik of my neshama actually is in you, and a chelik of your neshama is in me, and so it is with all of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the neshamas are mamish, they are connected. It's what is called, in the Sforam HaKdoshim, it's called Ichud HaNafoshes. Where all of the neshamas are connected together. The neshamas are klulis yachas. V'lachein, and therefore, we know this is the explanation why einu doimim merubim hoisim es hamitzvah. We know that nothing can compare when you have a rabim, when you have a lot of people doing a mitzvah, as to a few people doing a mitzvah. We know, of course, what he's referring to. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas B'chukosai, v'rotfu mikem chamisho meyo, Torah talks about how Yidin will enjoy to be able to pursue their enemies if they follow in the derech of the Torah. And the Torah gives the following ratio. It says, five of you will chase 100, will pursue 100. Right? So the ratio between 5 to 100 is 1/20. And then it says, and 100 of you will pursue 10,000. The ratio is not the same. 5 to 100. It's a much smaller ratio than you have between 100 to 10,000. And Rashi comes and says, "Kachu achesben." Should have said, "Elo umeyo mekem shnei alofim yodayfu." Ratio 1 to 20. That should be the ratio. So meyo should be 2,000. 20 times a meyo is 2,000. 5 to 100, 100, 2,000. Why all of a sudden when you have 100 people to be able to pursue 10,000? So Rashi says, "Eleina doimem muatim hoisim es atoyre lemerubim hoisim es atoyre." So Chazal, there's no dimyon. In other words, the more people you have, the strength is not merely in the increment of that many more people, but the more people that you have together doing a mitzvah, the power is multiplied many, many times over. And that's why when you have 100 coming together, their koyach is not merely the same ratio between 5 being able to pursue 100, but the koyach of 100 is many times over than the koyach of 5. So he points out, that's why it says, what's the reason for that though? So the Talmud Rabbah explains, you know why? Because the chol zeh mipnei kalalusam. The reason is because they're all united, he says, and they complement one another. In other words, when you have yidden, many yidden together, it's not many individuals. But when you have many together, it's like one big entity. So imagine if you have a rope, and you have individual threads. Individual threads themselves are very thin, quite thin. But if you take these individual threads and you twine them together and you roll them together, it makes one thick rope. Now the power of one thick rope is much more than 10 little thin ones. 10 little thin ones are still 10 thin ones. Take 10 individual thin ropes and try to carry some tied onto something heavy and you'll see it'll tear. Take the same 10, twine them together, twirl them together to make one thicker type of a rope. The power is much more because now they are united. They are together. And that's what it means. When you have many Yidden coming together, you don't just have many individuals, but the neshamas of each and every Yid are united and they are connected and they are all part of one another. And each neshama contains a part of all of the others. And therefore he says a novel pshat. He says, V'kach perishu Rabbi Seinu Zechoinu Baruch Hu. There we find that our Rebbes have said, regarding Al Hanimna Masor Rishonim, the Gemara says in Brochus, that when you have in a shul the first ten who make the minyan, the Asar Rishonim, Chazal say the first 10 are so important, the Beis HaKnesses, that afilo meyo boi machrov, that even if you have 100 coming after the 10, mekabul socha keneged kulon. So the first 10 actually receives reward equivalent to all of them. Now usually the normal interpretation of this means that meyo just sort of like a guzma. It's not a particular number. What he means to say is the first 10, right? They get the most char. No matter how many people come afterwards, the first 10, they get the highest char, equivalent to everybody. The Talmud Dvar says, no, it's the meyo is not just a guzma, just using a high number at random. Meyo works out mathematically exactly to what we're trying to say. You know why? Because he says, posh it. He says, meyo mamish kemashmoy. The first 10 are equivalent to the next 100. You know why? Mipnei shu'asoro heim kelulim, he says, elu be'elu. Because it means is, when you have 10 people, the first of the 10, one of the 10, does not just represent himself. He also has a chelik of all of the other 9 in him. In other words, the neshamas of the nine people, he also has a chelik of their neshamas. So it means, person number 1 not only represents number 1, he represents also the 9 with him. So he counts as 10 himself. And the same thing is with all of the 10. All of the 10 represents not only himself, but the other 9 with him. Okay, he has a chelik in their neshama, in his neshama, and that one's neshama, and that one's neshama, and so on. So if you have 10 people, and each person also represents the other 9 as well, you actually have 100. You have a koyach of 100. And Amelie says, Mami, that's the pshat. Because that's the koyach of ichud hanafoshes. That's the koyach of neshamas being united, that each neshama contains a part of all the others. So when you have a minyan of 10, each yid contains also a chelik of the other 9. So he represents a koyach of 10. And so on, each of the 10 represents a koyach of 10. It's like 10 tens. And if so, he says, Hareyem eser pomim eser. So you have 10 times 10, which is meyo. V'chol echol mehem kolu. And therefore it points out, even if 100 come, he says, kolu mehmeyo. Even if 100 come, he can afilo yavoi meyo, huyesh l'schar meyo. L'maisi, he will have a schar of the 100. And then he continues on and says further, that based upon this reasoning, based upon this yisoid, that what? That each neshama of every yid is connected and it's linked with everybody's neshama. It's united with everybody's neshama. Each neshama has a chelik in each other's neshama. That's the reason, v'chei metam zeh, Yisrael arevim zeh lo zeh. That's the reason why we know that each and every Yid is responsible. It's like a guarantor for each and other Yid. Why do I have any achrayus to another Yid? You know why? Because that other Yid is me. And I am him. My neshama and his neshama are not only related. We are connected. We are combined. The essence of me is in him, and the essence of him is in me. The neshamas are klulos yachad. So in the same way that I have a chrayus for what I do, I have a chrayus for what my chaver does, if I'm able to do something about it. If I'm not, I'm an oinus. Can't help it. It's an accident. It's not my fault. It's beyond my control. But if I'm able to do something about it, I'm also responsible. Certainly if I'm an enabler, I am much more responsible. As he says, because mamish, it means that each neshama contains a portion of all the others. And therefore, and this is what happens, listen now. He said, this is what happens when one person sins. When a person sins, he not only blemishes himself, he says, but when a person sins, he also blemishes, he says, a portion of each neshama of another Yid. In other words, he also is matla pegam in each and every Yid. In other words, if I have a Yerida, every Yid in Klal Yisrael has a Yerida. It's a very hard thing to bear. But this is the koyach of a person. This is what a person is goyren. When a person has a Yerida, he causes a Yerida in the entire Bria, which I already pointed out from the Beis Halevi. That's why we find Kehishchus Kol Boser Es Darkoi. Why did the animals go out? Why did the animals change their behavior? What kind of Yetzer Hara did they have? They are created naturally in the way that they have. They have no Bechira, they have no Seichel, they have no choice. They are created according to the disciplines of nature. People have a Yetzer Hara to do things even against their nature, or whatever the situation should be. They do Hashchose. But the Beis Halevi said, since humans stepped out of character, so as a result, the Yerida of human behavior polluted the air. And the entire Bria had a Yerida. That's what happens. That's the koyach. And the opposite is also true. When a person does a mitzvah, he not only elevates himself, he elevates the entire Bria, the entire creation with him. And this is what he points out. That's why I call Yisrael Arevim Zelazed, because when I do something wrong, actually, I cause a blemish in each and every other Yid as well. Nimtso mitzara chelik ahu. So for that chelik, because being that we share one portion, there's a portion that we both share. Chavei Reyorov Olof. So I'm a guarantor. I'm responsible. Imkain, therefore, it means that Heim She'er Zem Zeh. So the bottom line, it means that all Yidden are related to one another. So now that we have arrived to this point, so how should we behave now? What does this tell us? What are we instructed to do? What do we understand? What is this Mechayev? L'kach roi li odom, therefore it is appropriate for a person liyois chofetz b'toivose shol chaveroi. A person should have a desire to seek out the benefit of his fellow. I should want to see goods by you. My attitude should be that halavai, that things should go good for you. Lie that people are not like that. People are not so happy when things go good for somebody else. They're very quick when chadashom things are not so good to come to try it and give nechom and certain things. But if the guy get the... You know why? Because you and your chaver are the same. He's not somebody else. You're sharing the same neshama. You are related. More than related. The neshamas are united. The neshamas are connected. In addition, ve'enoi toiv al toivas chaveroi. We should view the fortune of your neighbor in a positive way. Uchevoidoi, and as far as this covet, yechoviv olav kishaloi. Sharei hu mamish, because it's not your chaver. Your chaver is you. So all the things that you are out for yourself, you should also have the same attitude towards your chaver. The same thing that you want for yourself, you should want for your chaver. The thing that you don't want for yourself, you shouldn't wish it on him either. Because he is you. Not like you. Look what the Loshni says. Sharei hu mamish. He's mamish you. He is you. Umetam zen itzavinu. And now we can appreciate why we have this mitzvah. That Yid has a chiyuv to love, right, his fellow Yid, as yourself. And therefore, A person should always be interested in the atzloch of his chaver. Le'yedaver b'genusoy klal, and we should never speak ill about another yid. Right? V'le'yirtzaboy, nor should he wish anything bad upon him, any disgrace upon him. Why? Because we have just learned the she'eris nachlosoy. We just learned how Kodesh Baruch Hu deals and acts towards us. Kederach she'en HaKodesh Baruch Hu writes a b'genuseinu v'loy b'tzareinu. The same as Rabbi Shalom does not desire. He doesn't desire our suffering nor our bizyoinus. He does not want us to have tzar. He does not want us to have bizyoinus. Mitam ha-kurva, because our relationships. So afhu, so too you. Learn from this. Learn to emulate Hashem. Lo yirtze b'genus chaveroi. Do not be desirous of the downfall of your friend or the embarrassment of your friend. Lo b'tzaroi, his pain. Lo b'kulkuloi, his downfall. Ve yera loy mimenu. And you should actually be pained when you see that a fellow yid has tsar. You should feel that pain. You should feel that pain as if it's happening to you. And by the same way, if he has good fortune, you should be happy. The same way that he's rejoicing because he had this good fortune happen to him, you should feel the exact same way. These are not poshut things, but here we see the time of the Vayre. These are things that a Yid, this is a work of a Yid who is given the ability, if he has the Ritzoyin, is to work towards these lofty goals. But this is the Midah of Yud Gimel Midis. And what we stand to gain, let's remember what we stand to gain, because if we follow in this Derech, then we're Zoichet to the Midah of Sheris Nachlos, because Yerucho does the same to us. And let's remember what it means, because in case you missed it, it means that somehow, it's ironic, but this is the way the time of the Vayre learns, that we can avoid punishment. We can avoid punishment even without undergoing all sometimes rigorous procedures of tshuva. He says, due to the fact, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, why should I punish this yid? He says, I am being hurt by punishing him. Him and me are the same. If we show that attitude towards a fellow yid, and Kodesh Baruch Hu shows that attitude the same way towards us, and therefore we should emulate Hashem, because this is the way really Hashem wants to deal with us. This is the way Hashem wants us to behave in the same way. This is the mutual type of behavior. In the middle of the sheris nachlosa, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I feel the pain. What's the point of punishing him? I feel the pain. We should have the same attitude towards the pain of another yid. I feel the pain. If that yid is in pain, I also feel the pain. So b'kitzus, what we have learned here, b'chol tzorosam leitzor, Kodesh Baruch Hu and us, we share this family relationship. And the Rabbi Shalom feels the pain of each and every yid. That brings us to something which is a foundation in Avodas Hashem, in Avodas Atfilah. We take a look at the sheet, Rabbi Isai, from the Nefesh HaChaim. Let's take a look here. Sifr Chassidus are filled with this. Rav Chaim Volozhin really writes it very, very clearly. Let me just point out, that's the first item that we have. It's just the phenomenal thing that we have from the Chidor. We see here that the relationship, in one of the relationships that we have, one of the described relationships is that we are Ben Zuga Ishla Kodesh Baruch Hu. A relationship like a husband and wife relationship, kibiyochel, like a spouse relationship between us and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What in fact is the relationship between a husband and wife? If you want to go to the core, if you want to go to the depth, if you want to look behind the scenes, if you want to go and look into the soul of this relationship, how far does it go? Let's take a look at the Chidor. Chelik Zeh. He says that Yidin share. Right, Yidin share a chelik, also one with the other. We share the relationship, a kravis relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kosav HaChidozal b'sifroi Pnei David. The Chidor writes in the Sefer Pnei David, L'dayik b'loshin HaKosav, L'she'eroi HaKorei Ve'elof. Remember what that pasuk is regarding a kohen. A kohen was not allowed to be metam himself, is not allowed to go in a cemetery, but to the seven relatives he's allowed to his father and his mother, brother, sister, wife, children. The wife is described with the lashon l'she'eroi hakorei ve'elof, l'she'eroi, his family relation, l'she'eroi. But it should have said hakorei vo, lashon nekeva. We're talking about the woman, l'she'eroi hakorei vo elof. What does it say hakorei ve'elof? Talking about the wife, hakorei vo should have said. If he did a chazal, she'eroi zu ishtoi. Dimkein, if so, when Mitaritz says the Chidor, phenomenal Teretz, He says, Lefi divrei hazoya, the Zohar tells us, look what the Zohar says, look what happens when you get married. Dekeshe isha nises leish, when a woman gets married to the man, balo noisen bo ruach meruchoi, a chelik of his neshama, as it were, is now shared between husband and wife. A part of his neshama goes into the wife. In other words, they share the same neshama. The husband gives of his ruach meruchoi, ukishetomus, and what happens if she passes away? Ukishetomus telech mimenu gamzeha chelik meruchoi. So he loses that chelik neshama. No, it doesn't come back. The chelik neshama that he gave to his wife, she shares the same neshama as him. He gave of his neshama to her. And when she dies, so it comes out he not only lost a wife, you know what he lost? He lost a shtick of his neshama as well. He also lost, a piece of him died, as it were. A piece of the husband also died. So therefore, v'alkein, and by the way, that's the reason, that mutaloy lehitameleo. That's why the kohen is allowed to be metame to her, because she's like him. She's part of him. They share the same neshama. V'zeh pirish gamkel nedivre chazal ishtoy kigufoy. That's what it means when it says ishtoy kigufoy. The wife is like your own body. The same way that your neshama rests in your neshama also rests in her body. Gam chelik minishmosoi nimtza betoich gufa. Ad kam toich in devoros. So in a certain sense we can understand it, but it's a different madrigas, of course. In a certain sense we also, every each shares a chelik of each other's neshama. But to a much greater degree, to a much stronger degree, qualitatively, is the neshama that's being shared between husband and wife is to a much deeper degree, to a much stronger degree. So therefore the bond is even greater, even stronger. And that's the ideal of Sherei Koravela. So we have Bechol Tzarosom Leitzor. So we have that the Rabbi Yishloim experiences the pain, as it were, of each and every yid. Reb Chaim Volozhiner basically has a basic problem in the philosophy of tefillah. And the kasha that we have when it comes to tefillah, a person, let's say, finds himself in tzar, he finds himself in pain. He's undergoing various yisurim. So what does he do? He opens up his tehillim and his mispalel. That's what he's supposed to do. He's machavim when he says, Rafa'enu. And amela, he does everything possible to get rid of the pain. Question. You want to get rid of the pain. Why do you think you have the pain in the first place? Why do you have the pain in the first place? An accident is no such thing as an accident. Hashem sent the pain for a reason. We have a klal ein yisurim b'leichet. We have to remember that. Zayin yisurim b'leichet. Which means to say, if there's yisurim, it means there is a reason for it. There is a reason for it. Ein yisurim b'leichet. Something happens. I can tell you, that's a number of years ago, many years ago. The Satmar Ruv Zechoyen Lebruch used to spend time in Sharon Springs. Sharon Springs. It was dark at night. And the Rebbe used to go for his regular walks for health reasons. And his Gabi was right with him. And somehow, because it was dark, he sort of either missed a step. And as a result, he tripped. Literally, he tripped and he fell. And the Gabi sort of fell on him. Masha Shohi. Many years ago, you can imagine. And there was pain in that leg. Pain in the foot. He always, for years, he had pain with his feet. For different reasons. But here was a new wound. Child with infection, all types of situations. What does he like the Satan Ruf do? The Maitre Shoya was, he sat down and said, why did it happen? He said, why did it happen? You ever stop to think, if something doesn't go the way we want it to go, maybe stop and think, why is it happening? What do we have to correct? Why? Why would it happen? It's a phenomenal thing. And the Rebbe says to the Gabi, he says, we give a hashgoche, he says, on Chol of Yisrael. Right? The Kila has, among the various hashgoches, the Kila has hashgoches on meat. Right? Satmar Kila has hashgoches. The hashgoches on Chol of Yisrael they had. So he says, you know what? He says, the farm was not far from Sharon Spring. He says, let's go and check the Chol of Yisrael. Hafla the fella. Why he thinks about checking the Chol of Yisrael, what the connection does have with his leg. He insisted, he said, the next day, that they go, they took a number of people with them, people who were involved with the Hashgoche. They went to Sharon Springs. They saw everything. They saw the various tanks and so on and so forth, where the milk that was produced under proper Hashgoche, and so on and so forth. And they really looked area to area, and he saw a certain pipe on top. And the question was asked, what's that pipe do? It's part of the machinery. Turns out that in the other section of that same factory, where they also produced milk, which was not the milk under the hashgacha, what happened is from time to time, was a rare occasion, from time to time, there was overflow. When the containers, when the massive, massive containers used to overflow, so milk, you don't want to lose milk. So what they had is that milk, the overflow went into that particular pipe and was piped into other containers elsewhere. Turned out that there was some cholavakum that went into those containers. Didn't happen often, but whenever it happened, it happened. This was our gabucha, they asked the question is, these various supervisors, when was the last time they had an overflow? He said, it happened, it was just a day ago. That was the maaser. A day ago when he fell. This attitude of Yidno understand that everything is a cheshbon. Everything in the Shemaim, there's a reason. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends you Yisurim, so what are you supposed to happen? You can open up your Tehillim and say, Rabbeinu Shloilom, Rabbeinu Shloilom, get rid of my Yisurim. What's going to happen to your Aveiros though? The Yisurim were brought to wipe out, be marik the Chatoim, to get rid of the Chatoim. If the Yisurim are removed, you're left with the same Aveiros. So what's the idea? How does Tefillah remove your Yisurim? There's a reason why it came. It says Reb Chaim as follows. Let's take a look at Nefesh HaChaim. Kibemes, he says, Yifle, Eich Shayach Levakesh. This is in the middle, this is in Shar Beis, Perek Yud Aleph. He says, Eich Shayach Levakesh Leishchanan Klal Lifonov Yizborach Shemoi. How is it Shayach that we are Mishchanan, that we pray to Mereboin Yishloilam? We plead, Leheser Miolov Tzaroi V'Yisurov, K'moi Binyan Refuas Haguf. Haroifim Ashkei Usamonim Charifim, and the Roifim comes, and the doctor, right, gives him all the different medicines. He says, when it comes to Refuas Haguf, right? If it comes to Refuas, I'm going to ask you something. If somebody is physically ill, seriously ill, and the doctor, right, gives him all types of injections, gives him bitter medicine, and he needs an operation, he's going to say, Doc, please don't do the operation. Your life is at stake. You can't say don't do the operation. You can't say don't give me the medicine. You want to die. So obviously when it comes to refuah saguf, you know you need the bitter medicine. You need it for refuah. The same thing exactly by refuah sanefesh. So you need the yisurim. You're not going to tell a doctor don't give me the refuah because it causes pain. You're going to endure the pain. So by refuah sanefesh, the same thing should apply. It would seem you shouldn't have to endure the pain for refuah sanefesh. When it comes to refuah saguf, harofim ashkei usamonim charifim. Sometimes you have to amputate. And you're not going to stop him. Because you don't want the disease to spread further. Do you think that the choyle, the patient, is going to plead with the doctor? Don't give me the medicine, please. Don't cut the aver. Not only that, the choyle hires the doctor to do it. Even though he knows it's going to cause him tremendous pain. He needs it for refuah. So what about refuah sanefesh? You need the pain as well. You need it. So what do you mean you zuk stilim tzim reboishim to remove the pain? You need the pain. Oy bazoi, he says, kei neich yishpo ich siach lefonav yizboach shumoy leheisem olav hayisurim. Haleheimo retio v'samo. This is the band-aid. This is the sam. This is the medicine. Samo dechaye. This is the life potion. The chaber of enoisov. Kimamoram zal chazal say clearly in Shabbos ein yisurim b'loyovoy. V'imloy, if you remove it, eifoy nefesh achitas b'matis chaper. So how are you going to have your kapora? So Reb Chaim says, and by the way, this is a madrega. It's not so poshut, but all sifre chasidus, you see, Reb Nefesh Chaim is filled of what you find in Teres Chasidus. Omnam tachlis hakavona tzricha shetia rak tzorach gevoya. Reb Chaim says, let's remember, what did we learn the Toim HaDevayr? In the Toim HaDevayr, we learn B'chol Tzorosam Loitzor, which means that when we are in pain, who else is in pain? The Rebbeinu Shloilom. Our tefillah should not be geared to remove our pain. Our tefillah should be focused to remove HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain. We have to suffer. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to suffer? And guess what? In order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain to be removed, our pain also has to be removed. Because Cholzman, we have pain, then Hashem is going to have to have pain also. It's not shaykh to separate the two. Let's see how it works. For example, many times you have pain on a national level. That's Chilul Hashem. Can you imagine how much pain that is? This is the Am Hashem. They see people, how Jews are downtrodden. So they say, these are the chosen people. Of course, this is Chilul Hashem in the world. So when it's Paul that we should be zeichet to see that Hashem's name should be elevated. Hashem's name should be removed from disgrace. We say, Hashem, help us, not for our sake, for your name. And also on an individual level. And even when you have a yochid, so you don't have really chil Hashem, because it's not on a national scale. Afi main chil Hashem bedover. But yeshmokim gamkein, there's room levakish lefon of Yisborach al goyid lehatsar shel malo. Rabbi shalom esar in shemayim. Vizman shodom shari b'tzal lemato, what does Chazal say? When a yid has sar down here on this world, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Perik Vav, the Sanhedrin, and Vav Om Rab Meir. Vizman shodom it's tar, vizman when a person has pain, shchina malo shen emeris. What does the shchina say? The shchina says, kolani miroishi, kolani mizroi. I have, as it were, this pain in my head. Kolani means that there's heaviness. There's heaviness in my head. There's heaviness in my arm. It's a metaphor. It's like the Rebbeim Shreim, I have pain in my head, I have pain in my arm. I also feel pain. And by the way, that's talking about Rishoyim having pain. Because that means you're talking about when a Rosha was Nischaiv, was sentenced to the Arba Mises Bezen. And he had to undergo the punishment. And the Gemara, Taka, the Mishnah there, makes a Kal V'choyim, or look, if a Kadosh Baruch experiences the pain of even a Rosha, can you imagine how a Kadosh Baruch Hu experiences is sensitive to the pain of tzaddikim? What that means? Kolani miroishi, kolani mizroi. Just a gavurich on the left side. I have no time now, but you'll see from Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gilyon Hashas. Rabbi Yosef Engel brings from Rabbi Meir Premish Lana that he says a beautiful word. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu express himself pain in my head and pain in my arm? Because you know, in the same way the Gemara says that we put on tefillin, Kadosh Baruch Hu also puts on tefillin. Now, what's written in our tefillin? In our tefillin, if you open up a box of tefillin, of course, in the batim, it says, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We proclaim the unity of Hashem. And what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? The Gemara says, Mika Amcho Yisroel Goyechad. Hashem proclaims the unity of Klal Yisroel. There's no other nation like we are. In other words, we proclaim Achdus Hashem, and Hashem is proud of Klal Yisroel. Mika Amcho Yisroel Goyechad. How proud can Hashem be when his Am Echad undergoes pain? Can imagine Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, it's a moshul. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin on his arm, puts on tefillin on his roish, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel roish. And what does it say in that tefillin? Mi kam chisol goyechad. And then we put on our lenses and we take a look at the matzav of Am Yisrael, and we see the tzar and we see the golus. What kind of a tam does a Kadosh Baruch Hu feel when he puts on tefillin? They're supposed to say, Mikam Chisol Goyechod, and we see the matzav of Am Yisrael. There's a lot of pain putting on tefillin like that. It weakens the whole quality and the beauty of tefillin. Mikam Chisol Goyechod. What kind of a Goyechod is this? They're suffering more tzoras than all the nations put together. Kolani Mireishi, Kolani Mizrahi, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. Referring to the tefillin Shel Yad and tefillin Shel Rosh, which is supposed to bring out the godless of Am Yisrael. And in fact, look at their matzav. That's what it means. Kolani Mireisha, Kolani Mizrahi. So the Zehu says, Nefesh HaChaim, go further. Imo Enoichi B'tzora. Hainu Shemin Hat Meitzar Mishtatev Ito Yizborach Shemoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself also a Tzar. When you understand this, and you are Mispal, you direct your tefillah to remove the Tzar of Hashem, you can accomplish everything. You know why? First of all, when you ask for yourself, Lada Mikatri can come. You have all forces that come and say, you're not worthy, Hashem should answer your tefillah. Why you deserve it for? And so on and so forth. But if you're mispal on behalf of Hashem, nothing can block something that's for the benefit of Hashem, as it were. So if you're mispal on behalf of Hashem, that Hashem shouldn't feel the pain, then your tefillah will be answered. And the only way for Hashem not to feel the pain is to remove the pain from you. This is Rabbi Otalia. He says, Ozachalteyu, then you'll be released from the pain. Ukeshehodom ein margish tzare miyisurav, if a person does not focus on his own pain. Megoidel mirirusa mitzara kibiyochel. In other words, the pain that he feels for a Kadosh Baruch Hu's pain outweighs his own pain. Hamiroyroys halolu hein hein etzem miruk pshov. That wipes out the avera too. If you are sensitive to be hurt by the fact that Hashem feels pain, as it were, that wipes out your averis. That sensitivity. That you have tzar for tzar ashchina. So the kasha was, if Hashem removes your yesurim, what's going to happen to your averis? The answer is, the focus is not to get rid of your yesurim first. The focus is on Hashem's tzar. If you have sensitivity to really experience to be margish tzar ashchina, he says, that hergish, that tzar that you have, the tzar that you have experiencing, tzar ashchina, will remove, he says. That'll be the miruk pshov. And so on and so forth. Nefesh HaChaim, if you have your time, you'll see in the next piece, he reiterates that with different words, with another different moshel, which comes out that this is the idea of a Hawayid. The Hawayid is, in fact, is supposed to be mispawul. So in fact, so this is the Avoid of a Yid. Bez Hashem, next week, we'll continue a little bit more this theme. Hopefully, we'll start also again the next meter, but there's still a little bit to add more to this idea of B'chol Tzorosom Leitzor. And that is the same way that one yid is supposed to feel to the other. This is based on v'haptal reyacho kamoicho, because reyacho is not somebody else, but hu mamish. Each and every yid are one and the same, and therefore they are one guf, and the yid is supposed to have the hergish, whatever happens to his chaver, is kilo, it happened to himself. And with that, we're zoichet to the midah of l'sheiris nachlosoi.